We got an issue here in this house. I don't know. Our old house, you could dust it and it would stay dusted, then, you know, clean, white wax the tables and so on for a month or so. This house here, you can dust it right now and tomorrow morning you can dust it again. I don't know what the issue is. I guess maybe I got to get the ductwork clean. I think they got some process they use to suck the dust out because it's terrible. And I've been bitching about it for 5 years, I bet, or more. And it's just, I don't know. I don't know why it's that way, but I guess maybe I should get one of those companies out here that hook them big vacuum cleaners up and suck all the ductwork out and see if that helps any. I imagine that's a $400 play thing.
Oh, I wouldn't be the least bit surprised. We've got a wood burner and in our basement that heats the whole house, and then we've got a wood cook stove as well. It's not a great big one. It's just a little one, but still, it keeps the whole downstairs nice and toasty in the wintertime. And we called the people that installed it because they said, well, just let us know, and we'll come out and clean your chimneys for you. And just this little cook stove, and I mean, there is just nothing to it, Rick. I called up, and they said, it's going to be $400, and I don't think it would take them a half an hour to do it. I was stunned.
Making Genesee count.
Wow. Yeah, that's that makes me even more scared to call a company because I don't mind getting it done, but it would be a one-time shot. But if they're going to say, that's $1,200 or $900, no, being retired just ain't cut out for that kind of necessities. Anyway, you turned your radio on, and now I'm getting ready to turn mine off. I've been sitting down here watching The Walking Dead with me and Oliver, my dog, and she's upstairs watching her, I don't know, she loves Judy, the judge, Judge Judy, and I gotta leave, because that woman drives me nuts, Judge Judy. You know, she cuts people off, she's rude, she tells them to leave her courtroom. She needs to have somebody crack her upside the head and get her thoughts straight, because she's definitely a very inconsiderate judge. I've heard a lot of judges, and my God, that one, she takes the cake.
Yeah, she's something else, all right. I don't get into her at all either. I agree with you, but I'm going to assume you're in your basement and you're getting up and down the stairs pretty well, and you're down in your shack, and, well, clearly, because you called me on HF. So, well, hey, look, I am going to try and check in on the net tomorrow, so meet me over there.
I'll give it a shot. We'll see how well I hold up getting up and down the stairs here, and I got to crawl back up these now. I'm down here for I don't know, maybe a couple hours. I went to the doctor at 7 this morning, and they checked me out and said everything's in place and looks good. So we shall see if it's still holding, but coming down the stairs is the easy part. It's going up the other direction. I got to basically go up doggy style. I got two hands and two feet. And I do a step and put my hands in front of me and do a step and move one step and raise my hands. And I mean, it's kind of iffy. Just as long as I don't stress myself and pull something out of place, I guess I'm okay. Anyway, you're right. I'm still sucking air, I guess you could say. Anyway, I don't think my HT is working very well upstairs. For some reason, I don't know why. I gotta either put new coax on or get somebody over here to check my antenna. There's something wrong because everyone's telling me, "Yeah, you sound good sometimes," and then other times it's all staticky and breaking up and just yuck. So I don't know what's going on with it. I do know I've moved it a couple times, my HT, from one side of the house to the other, and I had to put a couple splices in the coax to make connections, and they seem to be okay. It's got a great match, no problem at all there. I don't get why it always sounds good coming in. It's the going out part. So I've been just looking for a new FM, maybe like a small mobile radio, 25, 30 watts, 50 watts, whatever, that I can set on the table by my easy chair. I was hoping to find an all-mode version, but can't seem to find one with sideband, and I do like sideband, so maybe I'll get lucky one of these days and find a 2000 or something, Kenwood, and that'd be just perfect. Anyway, I'll get out of here, let you go do your stuff. I'm going to go back upstairs. That ought to take me about 10 minutes, so when I get back up there, the HT's working, I'll yell and tell you I'm still alive and well and in my easy chair, okay?
Sounds like a plan. Very good. Well, take it easy getting up and down those stairs. Don't hurt yourself, and we will talk to you later. It was nice hearing from you, Rick.
Okay, Vic. Have a marvelous night, and tell Terry I said hello, goodbye, and all that good stuff. Tell him to have a beer for me if he's drinking beer. I need a little stronger stuff. Between the pain meds they give me and a couple shots of whiskey, I'm pretty good for the night. Anyway, 7-3s, have a great day. NAGYU. Bye-bye, dear.